Welcome to The Deep Dive. We pull insights directly from the sources you share, helping you get genuinely informed without the noise.
Exactly. We sift through the info, find the key stuff, and connect the dots for you.
And today, we've got a stack of sources all about GOGS. That's G-O-G-S. We're looking at its GitHub page, its official website.
Right. And the big theme seems to be that GOGS is a self-hosted Git service that's designed to be, well, the word they use is painless.
Painless. I like the sound of that. So our mission for this deep dive is clear. Figure out what GOGS actually is, why they're calling it painless, and you know what makes it a solid choice, maybe especially if you're new to running your own stuff.
Yeah, or just want something simple. It taps into that whole self-hosting, taking control idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. Before we really jump in, though, a huge thank you to the supporter of this deep dive, SafeServer.
SafeServer really helps with that digital transformation journey. They actually host this kind of software, GOGS included, and can support you in setting up your own services.
You can check them out and learn more at www.safeserver.de. Seriously, thanks, SafeServer.
GOGS.
Right, GOGS. So painless self-hosted Git service. Let's break that down for anyone maybe not living and breathing this stuff. What's Git and why is service for it?
Good question. Git at its core is about tracking changes. Think of it like an incredibly detailed history for your files, mostly used for code, but really for anything.
Like track changes in a document, but way more powerful.
Exactly. Snapshots over time. You can see who changed what, go back to old versions.
Yeah.
Essential for collaboration. Essential for software development.
Got it. So that's Git. What about the Git service part and self-hosted?
Right. So you can use Git just on your laptop, fine. But a Git service is like a central hub, usually with a web front end. It's where you store your projects, repositories manage who has access, track bugs or tasks, review code changes. Things like GitHub or GitLab are popular hosted Git services.
Ah, okay. So GOGS lets you run that hub yourself on your own server or computer. That's the self-hosted bit. You're not using GitHub servers, you're using yours.
Precisely. You control the data, the users, everything. Which is a big deal for some people.
Definitely. Okay, so that brings us back to painless. That's a bold claim for server software. How does GOGS actually try to achieve that? Based on the sources, I mean.
Well, a lot of it seems to come down to the technology choice. It's written in Go, the programming language.
Go. Okay. I've heard things about Go being efficient, but how does that make GOGS painless for, say, me trying to set it up?
The really big thing with Go for this purpose is that it compiles into a single independent binary file.
One file. Wait, so what does that actually mean when I go to install it?
It means you skip like 90% of the usual setup drama.
Yeah.
You know, normally you need the right version of Python or Ruby, a specific web server, maybe 5 different libraries, database drivers.
Yeah.
It can be a real headache making sure they all play nice.
Oh yeah, I've been there. Dependency hell.
Exactly. With GOGS, because it's compiled into that one binary, pretty much everything it needs is packed inside that single file. You download it, you configure it, and you basically run it.
Wow. Okay, that does sound significantly easier. Just one thing to manage.
Yeah. And because Go is built for cross-platform stuff, that same binary approach works almost everywhere. The docs specifically list Linux, macOS, Windows, and even ARM systems.
ARM. Like Raspberry Pi territory.
Exactly, like a Raspberry Pi. And that ties into the other huge part of this painless idea, especially for beginners or, you know, anyone on a budget. GOGS is incredibly lightweight.
Lightweight? How lightweight?
Yeah.
Running a whole Git service sounds like it should need some decent power.
That's what's kind of surprising. The sources really hammer this point. Low minimal requirements. They mention, a Raspberry Pi being fine, or like a $5 virtual server from DigitalOcean being more than enough.
$5 droplet.
Yep. And I saw mentions from users running it in Docker containers using only, get this, 64 megabytes of RAM.
64 megs?
Mm-hmm.
No way. For a web service doing all that Git stuff, that's tiny.
It's ridiculously low. It shows how efficient it must be. Now for, say, actual teamwork, the baseline they suggest is maybe 2 CPU cores and 512 megs of RAM. Still very modest.
Still tiny compared to a lot of similar platforms.
Right. And they also point out that even if your team grows, the memory use stays low. You might need more CPU eventually, but it won't suddenly demand gigs of RAM.
Okay, this is actually a game changer. It means someone learning, or a small team, or just someone wanting to host their private projects, doesn't need expensive hardware. It makes self-hosting this kind of tool way more accessible.
That's exactly it. It lowers the barrier to entry massively. Affordability and simplicity.
So it's easy to install, runs on minimal hardware.
Yeah.
But is it actually, you know, fully featured? Or did they cut corners to make it small? What can it actually do?
Seems like they packed in the essentials and then some. You get the standard ways to access your code repositories, SSH, HTTP, HTTPS, all the normal stuff developers expect.
Okay, basic access, check. What about managing stuff?
Yep, user dashboard, user profiles, an activity timeline so you can see what's happening. Plus, tools for managing users, creating organizations for teams, and managing the repositories themselves.
And collaboration. Issue tracking, code reviews.
Absolutely. It's got repository issues, pull requests, which are key for reviewing and merging code changes, and even a built-in wiki for each project's documentation.
Things you definitely expect from, like a GitHub.
For sure. And convenience features, too, like a web editor. If you just need to make a quick tweet to a file or edit a wiki page, you can do it right in the browser.
Handy. What about connecting it to other developer tools, like notifications or deployment?
It has webhooks. So you can set it up to ping services like Slack or Discord when someone pushes code or opens an issue. The sources mentioned DingTalk too. It also supports deploy keys for automated deployments and GitLFS for handling those awkward large files.
LFS is important for projects with big assets. And if I'm already using something else, like GitHub, can I move my stuff over?
Looks like it. They mentioned features for migrating or mirroring repositories. And importantly, that includes the wiki content too. So you can potentially pull your existing projects into your self-hosted GOGS instance.
That's useful. Hmm. I also saw mentions of rendering Jupyter notebooks in PDFs. That seems a bit extra for just a Git service.
Yeah, it's a nice touch. It shows they're thinking about different kinds of projects, maybe data science or documentation heavy ones, not just pure code. And under the hood, there's flexibility too. It supports various databases, PostgreSQL, MySQL, even SQLite3 if you want something super simple.
SQLite3 would make it even easier for single user setups.
Right. And you can customize the appearance with HTML templates apparently, and it's localized into like over 30 languages.
Wow. Okay, that's a pretty comprehensive feature set packed into something that can run on a Pi. They really seem to have balanced features with that lightweight goal.
It seems like it. Focus on the core, make it efficient, add the important conveniences.
All right, so if someone listening is thinking, okay, this sounds interesting, I want to try it, how do they actually get it running? You mentioned the binary.
Yeah, that single binary method seems like the star attraction for ease of use. Download the file for your system, maybe set up a simple database like SQLite, configure a few things, and run it. That's often the gist of it.
That really does sound almost painless.
It's the goal. But there's flexibility, too. If you want more control, you can build it from the source code. There are also official packages for some systems, and of course, Docker images are available.
Docker makes deployment really consistent. Yeah.
Definitely. Vagrant, too. And they even list specific guides or integrations for cloud platforms like Cloudrun, UnoHost, Always Data. So lots of paths depending on your comfort level and needs.
And crucially, tutorials are available.
Yeah, the docs point towards various tutorials, which is super helpful when you're starting out with any new server software. Reduces that initial, how do I even start feeling?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's talk about the project itself. It's open source, right?
100%. It's under the MIT license, which is very permissive. All the code's right there on GitHub for anyone to look at, use, modify.
And those GitHub stats we saw, what was it, over 46,000 stars, 5,000 forks, hundreds of contributors. That's not trivial. That signals a pretty healthy, active project with a real community behind it.
Absolutely. Those aren't numbers you see for abandoned projects. It suggests it's stable, people are using it, contributing back. Mm. And if you need help, the documentation mentions a discussion section on GitHub, so there's likely an active community forum there too.
Good to know there's support. Okay, so wrapping this all up, we've talked about what GOGS is, the painless philosophy, the Go binary magic, how lightweight it is, the features, installation. Why does this matter to you listening right now?
Well, I think if you've ever looked at tools like GitHub or GitLab and thought, I wish I could run something like that myself, have that control, but maybe you were put off by the complexity or the server requirements, GOGS seems like a genuine answer.
It gives you that self-hosting power, that control over your code and data, but without needing, you know, a sysadmin degree or a hefty server build to get started.
Exactly. It feels like it's really built for people learning, for hobby projects, small teams, or just anyone who wants a private Git setup without a massive overhead. It seems to make good on that painless promise for a specific audience.
Yeah, it really lowers the barrier, makes self-hosting a core development tool feel achievable for almost anyone. Seems they've stuck to that vision really well.
It definitely looks that way. Simplicity and efficiency prioritized right from the start.
So the key takeaway here really is that GOGS offers this surprisingly lightweight, genuinely approachable way to run your own Git service. It opens up self-hosting to folks who might have thought it was out of reach.
It's a fantastic example of how smart technical choices can make powerful tools more democratic, really.
Which leaves us with a final thought to chew on. If you can easily take control of your code repository with something like GOGS, could that be the first step towards taking control of your whole digital environment? Something to think about.
Indeed. Where does that path lead?
Exactly. And once more, a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. If exploring self-hosting or digital transformation is on your mind, check out how they can help. They host software like Guards too. Find them at www.safeserver.de.
Thanks for tuning in to the deep dive.
We'll catch you on the next one.